American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 691. Here is the translated text as follows. HRS. Herman H. Hirsch. 659. I was a patient at the hospital and have seen a quantity of fruit in Mrs. Hirsch's room at different times. She told me this fruit was sent to her by Mr. Cook. Mrs. Hirsch said to me that should Mr. Hirsch ever come and find Mr. Cook calling upon her, she would tell her husband that Cook had been visiting a male patient in the hospital and had simply dropped in when passing her room to ask how she was. Cross-examined. I was in charge of the hospital at night. It would be my duty to eject any persons from the hospital who were guilty of any improper or immoral actions. I do not recall what I said in response to Mrs. Hirsch during the conversation about Cook and Mr. Hirsch. I did not think there was anything improper, or I should have put them out of the hospital. I had never seen Cook, but had seen Mr. Hirsch once when he called on his wife at the hospital. For the defense, W.J. Cook. His evidence was the same as the statement made by him on his trial. See Ante, P. Tautsikon 45. Mrs. Myra Cook, mother of W.J. Cook, and that's Bessie Cook, his sister, told of their friendship for Mrs. Hirsch, and asserted that they had frequently sent her fruit and flowers while at the hospital. Cook carried these presents for them. Dr. Russell, Al H. Martin. See Ante, P. 1644. Cross-examined. I am a tenant of Reuben R. Arnold's. Cook had visited my cafe on several other occasions with ladies other than Mrs. Hirsch. I have seen Cook bring a number of ladies from a dancing school, which was located a few doors below, for drinks. T. C. Irwin. See Ante, P. 1645. C. H. Hicks. See Ante, P. 1644. H. C. Kaiser. See Ante, P. 644. R. A. Gordon. See Ante, P. 644. Cross-examined. The second conversation, when Cook said he had given up the idea of selling whiskey as he had got something better, may have taken place in the Billy Sunday Tabernacle. I do not recall certainly. Cook said nothing to me about going into my business, the mattress business. See Ante, P. 644, March 15th, Rosabelle Humphreys. I was in the same cell as Mrs. Hirsch for several days. Sheriff Bazemore tried to get me to make an affidavit that Mrs. Hirsch had confessed that her story about Mr. Candler was false and offered me money to do so. He said the affidavit would help him politically if he could secure it. Mrs. Hirsch will now tell her story to the jury, and I ask that the court be cleared while she is making her statement. The judge ordered all persons except the officers of the court to retire, which was done.